Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. Rock Talks 2025 took place in Smithers last week, and it's a conference for geologists and exploration companies in Canada. One of the presentations given was called Geoscience Gitxigukla, an educational program to reconnect Gitxan youth with the land, but not in a metaphorical way, in a literal sense. As you'll hear from my interview with Professor P. Don Mills from UBC, who has been running Geoscience Gitxigukla, the minerals on Gitxigukla territory are omnipresent. You can find copper and gold on the surface of rocks without even having to dig too far. So naturally, a collaboration between mining engineering and Gitxigukla hereditary chiefs would be a natural next step. Gitxigukla youths interested in science and industry. Professor P. Don Mills is a legal expert specializing in Gitxan property law and is working with Indigenous communities across Canada to navigate governance structures and resource oversight. Her research focuses on early exploration, mining operations, and revenue-sharing agreements, shaping new approaches to Indigenous economic development and legal frameworks. I spoke to Professor Mills after her presentation at Rock Talks in Smithers about Geoscience Gitxigukla, a program to engage and educate Gitxan youth about Gitxan land at an elemental level.
My name is P. Don Mills, and I'm a Canadian woman that had the privilege of listening to the Delgamuukw trial in the 80s and writing about it as a PhD in Native Law, History and Anthropology at the Faculty of Law at UBC. And in 2005, I was invited into the mining department because I do fish, trees, and rocks related to the Gitxan traditional law and management of their territories. And from there, I've been engaged in looking at how to integrate Indigenous perspectives into the curriculum. Geoscience Gitxigukla was a telephone call originated from the hereditary chief called Hanamuk, who is a Gitsa, or fire reed, in the Gitxigukla watershed. He was concerned about the fact that the young people, as well as the individuals, were now being introduced to more exploration in the territories that are very dear to them, but as a community that has the copper culture and also other minerals for their healing. He was concerned that not only his descendants, living descendants, and also individuals who were making decisions about impact benefit agreements were missing a lot of information. And the ability to talk and listen to what was being said by the professionals, the geologists or engineers, environmentalists, that are related to exploration or slash future mining projects. Knowing somewhat that the delivery of secondary sciences are tough in rural Canada in general, and Hazelton, Gitxigukla, Gitnau, Gitwanga, even Terrace to the degree, are challenged for high school students. So at the same time, we are not an accredited institution to teach this, so we took it from a perspective of bringing an introductory perspective of the geology of the region, which is pretty unique through the history of its exploration and also the mines that have emerged from that exploration. So from that basis, we have designed a seminar series where the participant would be invited to access the program and also introducing the skills that were necessary for doing the work, which is in part the geology, understanding the geology in order to model it. The other activity is the actual learning how to do the skills of early geochemical engineering, which is basically soil sampling geology. looking at geology, mapping, identifying rocks, taking that classroom learning into the field, looking at what drilling is and how to assess drill core. What is drill core? Why is it happening? Mm-hmm. And what does it look like? And what do geologists do in order to get information from it?
What schools are you working with now, or where are your participants typically from?
They're from the Hazleton area, mm-hmm. basically Kitimax, which is Hazleton, Gitniau, and Gitsagukula. These are traditional villages that are citing particular salmon stations, and the Cranberry River, which is the Gitniau. And the Buckley River around the Hazleton is another marker, which is to the east is the Wissuotin territories and shared territories where Kispiox is up the river.
The talks are about relations with First Nations community when we're talking about when we're talking about mining. So do you feel like is that an after effect of this program, or was that part of that initial conversation as well?
It was part of the initial conversation. Have a really strong historic copper culture. They know what there's a lot of surface culture copper in the territory, a lot of gold nuggets hidden in the veins on along a creek chasm. It's there. Mm-hmm. That's why people are keeping looking for it. It's not mining. It's finding it on the ground, and silver is there too. Copper, silver, gold. It's all there. It's something that they have used to identify who they are. Mm-hmm. Amongst themselves, and their territories are demarcated by rivers and mountains and valleys, and the management of that is exchanged in ceremony. So it's not just mining, it's getting people back onto the land as young people to see what is there, see how they put that back into their knowledge base as Gitxsan people, and how they relate to their neighbors. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a closed society. It's a society that wants their neighbors to adhere to their law. And copper is a symbol of that relationship. Innately, they've been alienated from that process, and we need to start bringing people in and letting them understand that it's accessible. And not necessarily anybody's. It's a different language. It's a different way of looking at things. It's an enrichment of a basic understanding, but it's a way to put people back on the land.
The process for Dr. Mills to get confirmation that Geoscience Gitxsagukla could move ahead with youths took 2.5 years, and she will begin working with youths on Gitxsan territory in the late spring in partnership with the Center for Training and Excellence in Mining. Thank you to Professor P. Don Mills for speaking with me at Rock Talks this year in Smithers.